out of 70 children, only 4 of us passed the standard 7 examination. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 children. And so I was one of them who passed. Otherwise, if I failed, maybe I would have been in a village struggling like those other guys who are remaining in the village. So why I have passion today to give back to these people. I don't want to see them again suffering from those old challenges where there are solutions. Those are not like magical issues, like all those diseases that I was suffering from. Today I can just boil down into waterborne diseases. Water purification could help. Just a simple thing like this.
But still, how did you get from being in a poor part of Tanzania to ending up studying a PhD in South Korea? I mean, that must have been quite a journey itself.
I was saying about climbing the ladder from the primary school, and we went to a secondary school that was 10 kilometers away from my home. And so that was a struggle daily. I was a day scholar, to school, back to school. But I did my best to put all my attention in studies, particularly in science, because I loved science. It seemed simple to me. No, I could not speak these complicated languages like English and whatever. No English, man. Sorry, no English. But mathematics does not need any English. Science does not need too much English. It was much of understanding what the basic principles. And so I loved science. I put all my attention there. My parents, though, they did not go to school, but they loved me so much. They loved me to go to school. So they were really fundraising for me to attend school. They were doing some labor jobs. They toiled a lot to make sure that I attend school properly. And after I finished my secondary school, I went to high school. Again, the tuition fee was challenging, but it's a government school. I could not afford any private school. So from the high school, again, I met to the university, in the University of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. I got a sponsorship from the government. Actually, it's not a sponsorship, it's a loan. And later, after I finished my PhD, I paid back the loan from the government. So after I finished my first degree, I got an opportunity for sponsorship under SIDA SAREC. This is a Swedish organization that gave me a sponsorship at the University of Dar es Salaam. And this sponsorship involved attending conferences. I had an opportunity to go to China. That's where I met a Korean professor. So this Korean professor welcomed me to South Korea for PhD because he was so impressed by this young man, and he was surprised how I could make it to China at that age. And that's how we went to South Korea. And by the time I finished my studies, they wanted 3 papers for my PhD graduation, 3. But I published 12 papers. And so they gave me a nickname, a manuscript printer. And because of that, they gave me a further opportunity to go for postdoctorate for 2 more years. So by the time I was leaving South Korea, I got a good job at the Nelson Mandela African Institution of Science and Technology in Tanzania. And that's where I'm working until now. And now I'm a professor in this university. And this is the place where I again developed the nanofilter. And beside the university here, I have established my company. It is the company that has employed now 127 people. I have my own company and my own buildings and an inspiration center where I give training to new startups. And we are already providing services now to 300,000 people, including those from Gongali village, where I come from. And my target is to scale up this innovation now across Africa. I'll tell more about this. I hope that will be your next question. What next?